In times of uncertainty and in the face of an endless depressing news cycle, it really does feel like this is what the world needs right now. Ed Rowley flew all the way back from Spain just to record another episode of this podcast.
Did I?
Well, I assume so. I don't understand any other reason why you'd come back to England. And
no, I mean, yeah, spot on. Yeah.
Other than visiting friends and family and having good times with all.
No, forget that. This is why I'm here.
Thank you. I'm honoured to be here, and I assume the listeners are also honoured. We can hear the sighs of relief, the cries of jubilation all around the country as another episode of This Files onto their Spotify after 6 months.
Worldwide, mate, not just the country.
Worldwide, yeah. There's people in Botswana celebrating. If this is available over there, I assume it is. I paid the subscription fee. Welcome to another episode of The State of It. This is episode 11 now.
Christ, double figures.
Wow, 11 in 3.5 years.
It's quite slow.
It's quite slow, but we're getting there. Eventually, by the time we pop our clogs, we might have made it to 20. But this is another one. Thank you for being here, Ed.
Pleasure.
Thank you to the person listening. If it's your first time, welcome. If it's a repeat listen, you heard the other ones. Why? But yeah, we've got quite a lot lined up today. But what I thought we'd start with is, I know last time we discussed vaccinations,
yeah,
not the anti-vaxxer debate, but what you would be vaccinated against if you could be vaccinated against anything. And I think last time you spoke about being vaccinated against Dubai.
Yep, that happened.
Not in a racist way.
No, God.
But just it's like, full of pricks.
Yeah.
To a point.
Didn't say that.
Yeah. Well, you alluded to it. And then I talked about being vaccinated against people who spray champagne when they go skiing, because it makes you look like a wanker. But what I thought I wanted to say I would be vaccinated against this week,
yep,
this week, this 6 months, this year, yeah, is people who do Mother's Day posts when their mum isn't on social media.
Yeah, spot on.
Saying that, I just want to give a massive shout out to Sammy H.
Mummy K.
Oh.
She's not listening.
She can't see it. She's not listening. She doesn't know what you've done. Who's it for? It's performative nonsense. Send her a card. Get her some flowers.
She's in the room next to you.
Yeah, it's pathetic.
Turn around. Tell her. Tell her you love her.
If you don't get anything else from this podcast, go and tell your mother that you love them. Then we've contributed to the world in some way.
End of.
So a lot coming up in today's podcast. Let's go right into it. By way of an agenda then for today's podcast, the Huntington Stanleys are back with another update to see what they've been up to in the last 6 months or so before LinkedIn Tennis returns, of course, our flagship feature. We'll then be playing a bit of a game of blind date. So we're going to be setting Rowley up with a lovely lady to celebrate Mother's Day with. I don't know. No. Romantic, anyway. And then we're going to be talking about some of the weirdest sports that exist in the world that we want to pitch to the Olympic Games organisers. But first, Ed, I thought we'd play have a little bit of a quiz, as we so often do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a quiz about crime.
Okay.
A nice topic.
Great, yeah.
Great topic.
I'm just going to interrupt you.
Yes, please do.
I think we're missing something.
What?
There's no women's mags.
No women's mags today.
What's wrong? What happened?
I felt on episode 11 maybe it was time to do something a little bit different. I'm not going to lie. I looked in the Asda petrol station on the way here, on the way to the studio, and saw an episode of a magazine of That's Life, and it was about how a woman had been... Oh, God. They were all awful. It was like, oh, I was attacked by a ghost. Or, oh, my hubby threw me out the window on our wedding day. It's all bleak.
Stuff, yeah.
It's all bleak.
Just remember, you're the one person funding this magazine.
Yeah, and writing the stories and
putting into that now.
But we thought it would be more fun to do some uplifting stuff today, obviously in the face of a shite news cycle.
Crime.
So here's a quiz about crime. And I'm going to offer you, if you get... So we've got 5 questions
here. Okay.
I'm going to say that if you get more than 3 right, I'll offer you a big prize.
Thank you.
And do you know what today's big prize is?
No, I don't. Please tell me.
Well, Ed, today's big prize is a tape of an unreleased Question of Sport episode.
Okay.
Where the guests line up incredibly, and what are the chances of this, includes Oscar Pistorius, Adam Johnson, that's okay. Unfortunate, isn't it, and Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Is that just one team?
That's, yeah, that was right. Opposite was
Phil Tuffnell.
Yeah, Phil Tuffnell, Matt Dawson. It's just really inconvenient, really. Hasn't aged very well, that episode of Question of Sport.
Can't wait to get my hands on that.
Good, yeah, it'll be great for your VHS players. So what I've got here is five crimes. Some of them are real, some of them are fake. Nice. Bit of a true or false game. You've got to tell me which one's which.
Yeah.
So we'll start off nice and easy. Do you think this is true or not? A man was charged with assault after flicking baked beans at a police officer.
yes.
You think that's true?
That's true, yeah.
Straight in there.
You know what? I saw an article last week about a man farting on a police officer and he's going...
Well, there you go.
He's done a two stretch.
Well, I like that your logic is doing time. What are you in for, mate? Farting on a copper.
Flicking hinds at the copper.
Well, this one is true. You have got that right. That's one straight away.
I feel, you know, you can't really touch a policeman or woman.
Well, he didn't. He flicked beans.
Sorry, yeah. He tried, but failed.
Number two is, well, slightly to what you were saying earlier... A man charged with criminal damage after farting into a postbox.
Oh.
Have that letters.
Yeah. Little scented letters.
Yeah. Scratch and sniff or something.
Yeah.
Maybe.
No, because that's not invading like personal space, apart from when it arrives at their door.
If it depends how long it lingers.
Smells of Madras.
How? Madras. Curry fart would be even worse. Yes, two.
I think that's false.
Yeah, it's false. Yeah, two out of five. Two out of five. Well, two out of two so far.
So far,
with potential for three more.
Christ, get my hands on this question of sport.
Yeah, crime number three: man arrested after stealing a circumcision ambulance.
Is that a thing?
Well, this is what you've got to ascertain.
I mean, you know, I love coming here. You learn stuff.
Yes, like the existence of circumcision ambulances.
Ambulance eye. What was it again? He stole the ambulance.
He stole a circumcision ambulance. Not just an ambulance, a circumcision ambulance.
No, yeah, thanks. You don't have to say it again. Based on the fact I don't really see that being true, as in that existing, so I'm going to say that is false.
I can tell you that it is true.
It's true.
And that circumcision ambulances are a real thing, because presumably someone's in the far reaches of London goes, shit, I'm in real deep bother here. If I don't have the tip of my penis chopped off, I will die.
I'm in real deep bother. says the 8-year-old kid.
There's a real thing, circumcision ambulances.
All right. Cool.
So there you go.
Thanks.
Number four. So you got three. No, you got two out of three. So you need one more from the last two.
Okay.
Man charged with assault after stapling a carrot to a nun.
I mean, you would. If that happened, you would probably
You would do that. It's understandable at the end of the day.
I mean, not broccoli, but a carrot.
Yeah. cauliflower to a monk. I'm joking here. Let's be serious.
Can we get back on track?
Stapling a carrot to a nun. Yeah,
okay. I would say that's false.
It is false. Congratulations. Yes. You have won the big prize of the question of sport tape. And just so that you can see if you can get four out of five here. Man arrested for driving a stolen people carrier on the way to bail out his brother who was arrested for stealing a people carrier.
Yeah.
Cyclical.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm going to take a punt, but I think that's true. And I think he's keeping the stealing vibe within the family.
Stealing vibe.
Yeah.
That's a good band, that.
Yeah. I think that's true.
That is true. Congratulations, you've got four out of five. A very good performance here.
Thank you, yeah. That last one reminds me when we were... It was our first night out at university.
Oh, wow.
We were down there. We had, you know, four pints of cider.
Wow.
Flying on cloud nine there. And then and along comes this bloke and he's explaining his backstory. Turns out him and his wife went on a lovely weekend away, a romantic trip away.
Mm-hmm.
What was it for jury duty? No.
We helped him get his drunken girlfriend back into the hotel.
That was it.
And we were like, oh, you're not from around here. What are you up to? He went, just a lovely little weekend down here. I'm up in court tomorrow morning, so we'd have a nice little weekend away.
Yeah, make a weekend of his magistrate's appearance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's advisable.
Fair play.
LinkedIn tennis time. There's the jingle.
Been doing my stretches.
Have you?
No.
Oh. Okay. Ed, would you like to go first with LinkedIn tennis today?
Sure, thank you.
Go for it.
Just straight in.
Yeah.
No bullshit, no intro, straight in. Immersive customer audit.
Oh, that's good. That's a strong start. I'm going to go in with digital growth architect.
Nice.
Thank you.
We all want to know one.
Mm-hmm. We want to be one.
Semi-agile onboarding.
I'm going with executive knowledge broker.
Oh, that rings home. Fully freemium solution.
I don't know how
you don't pay anything.
Oh, that's only your third one as well. I'm gonna reuse a classic from days gone by and go with brunch and learn.
It's good. Did you get the memo?
Pastries and knowledge.
Offline cloudification. Just like files and paper.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It's the future. Paper's gonna be massive. I'm gonna go in with associate insight connoisseur. Cooking up some thoughts.
It'll be French. Low integrity pension plan.
Oh.
You're not sure if you'll get paid out.
High risk, high reward. Or yeah. Low reward. Solutionization e-matrix.
Delivery, a strong delivery. I like that.
I learned it from the best.
That's really nice, that one. It's really nice. How about open source idea procurement?
Oh, these pain me. I'm going to be more colloquial with my next one.
Uh-huh.
Have a little suckle on the productivity team.
That's really strong.
Thank you.
Really visual.
Thank you.
Don't like it.
Thank you.
It's really nice, really nice.
Say it. You got to do it.
Next gen KPI incubation. Let's keep these KPIs consistent. For next year.
Okay, I've got one more.
Okay.
I don't know if I can say it with a straight face. What do you do? Okay, I'm going to set the scene for this one. It needs a bit of context.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you do if you decide to blaze up in the office?
You're asking me?
Yeah. Well, no, I'll just tell you what the answer is. Yeah. Bunner suit.
Just nonsense. What are we doing?
I don't know what.
I'll tell you what you're doing. You're viralizing the firm's hyperlocal micronations.
That's nonsense. That is nonsense. That's game over. You've won. Say again.
Viralize the firm's hyperlocal micronations.
I don't even know what it means, but I know that it means something, and that's why this is depressing. Oh, I'm calling it. It's time now for an update from the Huntington Stanleys, Ed, which I'm sure you've been craving in your 6 months in Spain.
Yeah, shall I just walk out and come back when it's finished?
No, I'd like you here to...
No, I'm joking.
So I'm not speaking into a void. To be honest, there's probably no one listening to this, so if I'm not speaking to you, who am I speaking to? But the Huntington Stanleys are fictional Surrey, not fictional, they're real in my head, Surrey family are back. If you don't know who they are, go and listen to previous podcasts. Feels like that's a bit of a rude instruction, but
listen, please,
honestly, give us some validation. So let's find out what they've been up to in the last 6 months, Ed.
Go for it.
Entrepreneurial spirit is in the air at the Huntington Stanleys. Having had a lot of spare time during the pandemic to spend fantasizing, Giles has finally filed a patent for his brand new invention called Royfemidoms. Things seemed to be going well until an unsolicited product demonstration at a local council meeting resulted in being tackled to the floor and added to the sex offenders register. However, wanting to go over the council's head and take matters into his own hands, Giles decided to run as an MP. However, after a slight mishap in which he correctly recalled that a few of his old Eton mates now work at the French bank BNP Paribas, Giles accidentally signed up to run for the other BNP. Political analysts aren't predicting much success in the upcoming Guildford North by-election, but they do note the unique nature of his platform, normalise upper middle class contraception, and also...
I don't think you can say...
I'll beep it, it's fine. Meanwhile, Pippa, wanting to give something back to a society that shines suspiciously favourably on her, has been brainstorming ideas for a new charity. After a few ideas that didn't make the cut, notably Yummy Mummies Against Dicky Tummies, UNICEF Weybridge, and my personal favourite, Donate Granola to Beat Ebola, she settled on the fantastic cause of Wimbledon tickets for the blind. It was all going very well until Hazel from Book Club announced that she'd had the same idea. So Pippa took the dubiously appropriate measure of pepper spraying her. It's a bittersweet result, mind, as whilst the lawsuit is likely to impact this year's Val d'Isère budget, she does have another customer to sell Wimbledon tickets to. What about the kids, you ask, realising we're only halfway through this update? Well, Tristan has also shown some initiative, finally signing up for LinkedIn in the hope that he too could be a recruiter and or estate agent one day. The trouble though, as we all well know, is that LinkedIn is a cesspit of incessant drivel, and thus Tristan's found himself exposed to some nonsense. Something that's had a profound impact on his life was a post from a digital recruiter who claimed that life's winners wake up at 2 a.m. every day and also never shit. And therefore, Tristan's been intentionally constipated for the last 2 weeks. However, the most dangerous outcome is that Tristan's felt inspired to start his own cryptocurrency, expectedly named Noncecoin. The latest development in this saga is that he's selling his very first NFT, a picture of his mate Cuffers getting sucked off by a Croatian leper on the 2016 hockey tour. And finally, Poppy, whose most notable update of late is that she started her own OnlyFans account. Now, I know what you're thinking, but that's not the case. Instead, she's selling roleplay experiences, giving you the chance to see what it's like to be friends with a Surrey girl. For £10 a month, she'll sell you discounted entry to a Leeds Uni club night. For £20 a month, she'll plant you your very own tree on Clapham Common to throw a rugby ball around. And for £50 a month, she'll show you the accepted amount of photos of her at a bottomless brunch, of which the figure is 150. No more, no less.
Mimosa in hand.
Yes. So that's what the Hunting the Stallions have been up to over the last 6 months. A real variety of success there.
There's a lot to take in. Success. Is that how you describe it?
I mean, no. No, they're flying in the face of whatever.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Wow, content heavy.
Now, Ed, you're not a single man, but I'm afraid I have no other victims here to play this game with, a game of blind date. So what I prepared for you is four hypothetical women. Like blind date, you could ask them a number of questions. We've got four questions lined up for you to ask them.
Perfect.
And each of the girls will answer for you. Okay. And then at the end...
You're going to do their voices or something?
No, because that would give part of it away. We want to keep it anonymous.
Yeah, like...
And at the end, we'll tally up who you went for the most and let you know who you've selected to go on a date with, hypothetically, of course.
Thank you.
As we know, you do have a girlfriend who's hopefully listening to this. And
here's for hoping.
Yeah, and deciding whether this was appropriate or not. But it's all retrospective. So question number one that we've asked them is, what do they look for in a guy, Ed? So what sort of thing are you hoping to hear here from the girl?
Six-figure salary.
Cool.
That's it, really.
Okay.
That's number one.
Good of you to have standards. Yeah. Well, girl number one...
A BMW 5 Series would be nice.
Oh, of course, yeah.
But not necessary.
On finance.
Yeah.
And girl number one has... Maybe she's into this here, because she says that she's looking for in a guy, a man who also enjoys the finer things in life, mm-hmm. such as hunting swans to make pate.
Yes. It's a dying art.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Girl number two, however, has gone for someone to look after my kids while I'm getting in fights at bingo. So a different approach there.
Looking for that paternal figure.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Girl number three has gone for a real hunk with great hair and dreamy eyes, but that also wears the same aftershave as my step-uncle. So interesting. And girl four has gone with someone who's sexually attracted to moths.
Okay.
So very different answers there.
Yeah.
So what are you going for here?
What was three again?
Three was the same aftershave as the step uncle.
No, we'll put that in the maybe part.
Okay, that's fine.
Number one,
swan pate.
Yeah, no, it's a dying art. I can't. I don't have the effort to keep that one up.
Okay.
Number four again, big maybe palm.
Moths.
Seeing that sort of. I like number two.
Number bingo. Two. Yeah. Someone to look after my kids while I'm getting up fights at bingo. Girl number two, you're in the lead. We then asked our panel, "What's your ideal first date?" And girl number one said, "Wandering around Dubai, forgetting you left the au pair in the car with the windows up." Girl number two,
was that specified?
That was specified. That's part of the experience.
Gotcha.
Girl number two, what's your ideal first date? She said, outside Asda. So, I'll have to beep that in the edit. Girl number three says, locking eyes on the dance floor at a cousin's wedding and spending the night grinding on you to Taylor Swift covers.
Okay.
And girl number four said, hanging around under a bright lamppost late at night. What are we going for here?
You're really not leaving me with much choice, are you?
Well.
Number one was...
Dubai with the au pair.
I mean, no, I can't. You can't say yes to that, can you?
No, I'm afraid not.
No. So that's out for the Dubai part, mm-hmm. mainly.
Asda?
Number two, yeah, no. Prefer Sainsbury's.
So okay, yeah.
Can't, I mean, for that reason, I'm out.
It's a much more sexual supermarket.
I was going to say family oriented, but yeah.
Okay.
Number three, yeah, wasn't sure about that either. I'd say number four. It's
number four.
Open to interpretation.
Hanging.
You can be a little bit creative
sure.
with that.
Hanging around under a bright lamppost late at night.
At least it's illuminating.
Exactly. What's your best chat-up line, we asked our panel. Girl number one said, if you were any foxier, I'd have you shot and your skin pinned to the wall.
I can really tell the vibe of girl number one.
Yes, yeah. Girl two said, hold my pint, I'm going for a dump. Girl number three...
She's honest.
Yeah, she knows what she wants. Girl number three said, tell anyone about us and I'll report you to social services. And girl number four said, you're so sexy, I want to nibble your clothes.
You know what? I can't believe I'm actually seriously thinking about this. You know what?
Girl number one?
One is...
Oh, okay.
Just not into one.
Okay,
just
fine.
No.
All right, fine.
Off the charts for me. Not in a good way. Number two...
Hold my pipe, going for a dump.
Yeah, I mean, I like the sincerity, I like the honesty. Mm-hmm. Double parked, I'll just finish them both off, maybe go home. So, you know...
You're going for girl number two?
No.
Oh, okay.
I actually... Hold your horses, mate.
Whoa.
Girl number three, who I keep forgetting on every single question.
That's fine. Tell anyone about us, I'll report you to social services.
Yeah, sounds a bit scary. Clearly not worth remembering. Girl number four, again, I see no harm in that. I don't mind if you...
You're so sexy, I want to nibble your clothes.
Fine.
Okay.
I mean, just if you've got a sewing kit, maybe repair the hole afterwards, but
cool.
Fine with me.
The final question. The final question here is, what's your guilty pleasure? Girl number one said, getting a feel for how the other half live by eating a packet of Monster Munch, Ed.
I don't like girl number one.
Girl number two, I'm not surprised. Girl number two said, slipping a bit of Powerade in when breastfeeding the kids.
They grew up to be big and strong.
Exactly. Girl number three said, playing footsie under the table at family gatherings.
Oh, that was girl number three. She's sort of in that sort of family vibe.
And girl number four says, repeatedly banging my head against a window.
You know what? I mean, like I said, you're not giving me much choice. One, out. Yours, next.
Okay.
Two.
Even the Monster Munch?
I mean, yeah, I do like the Monster Munch. A bit peppery.
Okay.
Two.
Parry.
Two, yeah. Again, I like the straightforwardness,
mm-hmm.
but maybe a bit too straightforward for me.
Yep.
You know, everyone's cup of tea. Number three, she's a family girl. You can put it that way.
Yeah, very much so.
In all senses
very
of the
much
world.
So, yes.
The word. That's why, again, you know, number four for me is pretty neutral.
Repeatedly banging my head against the window.
Yeah,
okay,
a cushion in front of it and just crack on, love, you know, do what you want.
So we have a final result and you've gone, well, we'll go through the girls that you haven't chosen. So
yeah.
Girl number one, I'd like to introduce to you, Matilda from Richmond.
Oh, yeah, hi Matilda.
So you've turned her down. Girl number two, who you chose... one of the answers from...
The first one, yeah.
The first one, yeah.
The
about looking after the kids.
Yeah,
that's Kelly from Mansfield.
All right.
Girl number three, real family girl here.
Yeah.
Is Sarah from Norwich, and we should probably look into that. But girl number four is who you've chosen. So
right.
Girl number four said the answers you chose were that she liked hanging around under a bright lamppost late at night. She said her chat-up line was, she was, you're so sexy, I want to nibble your clothes.
Fine by me.
And her guilty pleasure is repeatedly banging my head against the window.
When you say, sorry, was that my head or her head?
Her head.
Fine, yeah.
So I'm delighted to tell you, Ed, that girl number four is a moth.
Oh! I see where you've gone with this.
Yeah.
Very cryptic.
So you've...
Very well done, yeah.
You've chosen to go on a date with a moth.
Oh, how did I not see that? I mean, question one gave it away, sexually attracted to moths.
And maybe I should have ended with that one. but you couldn't have changed your answers, and that would have been 4 out of 4. So, there we go. Congratulations.
I mean, it is what it is. Questions don't lie. The data is power.
You've got a date.
Mmm, with a moth.
Remember when the Winter Olympics was on?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, before the world started burning. But it inspired us to have a look at, okay, well, if there were, the next Olympics is coming up, I don't know when. To be honest, I reckon you could
it's approximately every 4 years.
Round about there, yeah. Give or take a bit of time.
Yeah, it depends on the moon.
Yeah, yeah, moon. However the stars are aligned. And the Olympics is coming up, I think, whenever. And we thought we'd be inspired to sort of have a look at some sports that aren't currently in the Olympics, but that do exist.
Yep.
And see which ones we think could potentially make it into the next Olympic Games. So the first one I want to talk to you about, Ed, and you can be the judge of whether this gets into the Olympics or
so
not.
So I'm on the IOC.
Yes. Olympic Committee. Yes. Just don't take any bribes. That's libelous, but who's going to listen? Honestly, who gives a fuck? What's the point? Extreme ironing.
Could you imagine going to court with the IOC?
Over this?
Yeah.
No.
Bath Magistrates Court.
Yeah. We go down for the weekend, take a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Meet some freshers, start the cycle all over again.
Plan.
That's the plan. Extreme ironing, Ed. Extreme ironing. Dangerous.
What was that like?
Doing
your shirts on a gorge from Grand Canyon.
Pretty much, yeah. I wonder if there's another. Could you flip on his head, extreme ironing, and just doing lots of it?
Oh, speed.
Yeah. But I think, no, this is about danger. So, like, doing it in a waterfall or whatever.
Yeah. Might not settle well with the electrical equipment. I really like that, I do.
So we reckon that could go in?
Yeah, if not Olympics, then let's send it to the X Games.
The X Games, yeah. Get Cody from Connecticut on it.
You'd love that.
Wife carrying. So would you like me to explain this one?
I think you've sort of preempted.
You carry a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, from like the shops to the other shops or
I think
more,
the course is
more 200, conceptual.
The course is like 250 metres long.
Okay.
With some obstacles on it. Mm-hmm. And you've got to carry your wife. Provided she weighs over 49 kilograms.
Yeah. Ticks a lot of boxes, right? That let's bring it in if we get hubby carrying.
Oh yeah, equality. hubby carrying. Yes,
exactly.
So we'll put that on the maybe par.
Yeah.
Chess boxing.
Chess
boxing, not chest boxing.
Chess
boxing.
So you're like there with the bishop and the pawn in between your fingers, just so what gouging their eyes out.
So almost. So yeah. You play. You each take a turn of chess. And then you get up and you have a round of boxing.
Oh.
And you punch each other in the head. And then you come back and then you play some more chess. And it's whoever either gets a checkmate or a knockout first.
Put it this way, it makes chess more exciting and boxing more strategic.
Yes, that is true.
I like that cocktail. That combo.
We should combine more sports.
I don't even know why you're asking.
Okay, fine.
In.
Chess boxing, in. You're in.
You're in. I'll see you in...
judges' houses.
In wherever it is.
We don't know, do we? No. We haven't done any research.
Ulaanbaatar 2032.
Unicycle polo. Now, I'd like to precursor this by saying that I think polo is shite.
Oh, yeah.
And it's played by, like, Matilda from Richmond.
Richmond, yeah. I mean, you need a horse.
But a unicycle, though.
No, yeah, exactly.
Oh,
more,
okay.
More accessible.
You need a horse. You need.
More accessible to the masses. Mm-hmm. I mean, also to anyone who can unicycle.
Papa, please may I have a pony?
No, I actually do like that for that reason. It is more accessible and it's hands free.
Oh yeah, because more people can ride unicycles than horses.
Yeah, you get my point. So I actually, out of all the ones, on a serious note here, out of all
Fine.
The ones you've suggested, that and the previous were, yeah, for me they actually make sense. Yeah,
fine.
Whack it in, mate.
How about the next one, though? Does this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Lingerie football. So it's women playing football in lingerie.
All right, yeah. I mean, I know that would have support from a lot.
Misogynists.
Well, yeah. Enough support.
Yeah. Feels a bit dated.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Let's be serious for a moment here.
Yeah, I thought you meant, like, getting the lingerie and, like, you know, tying it all up together. Like,
no, like pigskin.
Yeah.
You've got to play in lingerie.
Wouldn't fly nicely.
Wouldn't work in the Premier League. I'm not sure if... Harry Maguire wearing lingerie is going to be a spectator sport.
It'd still be shit.
And what I would say here is that we think it's quite dated, but there are 6 teams and 2 leagues in America. Major expansion plans in the process. National TV coverage on MTV2.
This exists.
In between Keeping Up with the Kardashians and a Linkin Park music video.
Tim Westwood, Pimp My Ride.
Yeah, or Tim Westwood. Oh, he's a talk for another podcast.
So that exists?
What, Tim Westwood?
No.
Oh, lingerie football. Oh, it's a real thing. I haven't made any... These are all real.
Oh!
These are all real.
Right.
I haven't made any of these up.
Mate, the listener's aware of that, unless I've just missed that.
No. They're all real.
Oh, my God.
I'm not just sat here going, lingerie football. Yeah, lingerie football would be good, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Harry Maguire in pants.
Go on, kick the ball, rugby man.
Yeah. No, these are all real.
All right. Fine.
And then the final one, which I promise I haven't made this up, competitive worm charming.
That's niche. I think you'd see that in some like tent in Glastonbury.
Yeah. Or when someone calls and tells Nick Clare there's a cup of tea waiting for him in the morning.
Yeah, all that.
All that.
All that. For me, it's not really the spectator sport. I mean, you've got to get the cameras really zoomed in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they're HD these days. They're HD.
60,000 capacity stadium at the World Charming Championships.
From the centre circle.
Yeah. No, I don't really like that.
All right, fine. Worm charming is out.
You know what sport should be in there?
What?
LinkedIn bloody tennis.
LinkedIn tennis. It's the greatest sport that's ever come out of...
It's the future.
Somerset.
It was there, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was there. It was in Somerset. So that brings an end to the agenda, to the running order of today's podcast. Ed, thank you very much for flying all the way back from Spain just to be here to do this.
Pleasure. That is... What happened? Yep.
It's raining. It's raining outside. So thank you for bringing the weather back with you.
The rain in Spain
falls mainly on the East London studio that we're currently inhabiting.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
And of course, no women's mag today. So again, we apologise for that. We think we've done well.
I think we've done really well there.
To avoid women's mags, but if we'll have to monitor public sentiment via a number of YouGov polls, to see if the fans want us to bring it back. But
bring back that's life.
What was it? Pick me up.
Yeah.
Get a life. No. That's
not. No, that's just your reaction to reading it.
Ah, yes, yeah. Exactly. But there we go. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, whenever it may be it in 6 months, a year.
I think we should do these less often.
Well, it depends if there's higher quality.
Yeah.
If we're saying that less often equals higher quality. Or,
quality, not quantity.
Or neither, at the end of the day. Because ultimately, what's the point?
Nothing matters.
Nothing matters. Go outside.
Tell your mum you love her.
And tell your mum you love her. Enjoy yourself. So yeah, until next time, piss off. One thing I did still have up my sleeve from the content Bible that we didn't use for today was I had a consolation prize for you in the event of you not getting the required amount of crime quiz questions right. And I'm more than happy to offer you this consolation prize if you're interested in it.
Am I going to be in? Yeah, go for it, mate. Yeah,
I would like to precurse this by saying it's stupid. This is the lowest brow humour that I've come up with for a while. I think humour's a stretch. So the consolation prize was 100 shares in Elon Musk's new portable public toilet startup, Pooba.
Okay.
That was it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, good one. Good one, mate. You tried.
Thanks. Yeah. I can hear eyes rolling.
Is this worse than when we did that Eurovision thing?
I think different is the difference. The word.
Not really comparable.
Yeah.
Both quite niche.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Eurovision one.